MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 5, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. The North Shore and the state are bracing for the first winter storm of the season. Marblehead schools are back in the news, and Newburyport nurses are seeking a new contract.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Bruins lose one last night at the Garden, and we have some high school basketball notes to share. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Sunny, windy, low 30s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6.06 p.m. Our top story of the day is this weekend's approaching snowstorm. Forecasters are calling for plowable snow in all parts of the state beginning late Saturday night. Along the coast, the snow is expected to mix with rain that will hold down total snow accumulations. Reports at this time indicate that areas outside of Route 128 can expect about 6 inches of snow. The former Metco director in Marblehead has filed a lawsuit accusing former school superintendent John Buckey and assistant superintendent Nan Murphy with wrongful termination. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that Jasmine Boyd Perry states in the lawsuit that she was disrespected, disregarded, intimidated, ignored, muted, talked over, harassed, humiliated, and isolated. There's another resignation in the Marblehead School District. Ryan Vermette from the Daily Item is reporting today that Assistant Superintendent of Schools and Finance Operations Michelle Cresta will be stepping down in March to take a similar position with the Manchester Essex School District. This week, the 2024 Lynn City Council and school committee members were sworn into office. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson delivered remarks and stated that the city is working hard to make Lynn work for all of its residents.
And one of the things that I love most about Lynn is that more than most places in the entire world, we can say that we're really capable of making sure everyone, no matter their circumstances, has a track available to them that will take them somewhere promising. We're educating students from all over the world, no matter the circumstances, and making real progress towards having facilities suitable for that noble purpose. We're creating new housing opportunities in a moment where growth has been sidelined. We're creating job training opportunities at Lynn Tech and in partnership with organized labor. We're taking on major projects to make sure our residents can get around safely and efficiently. And we're pioneering innovative approaches to the opioid crisis, language access, and public safety.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. The week's entire ceremony can be viewed on lynntv.org, and later in this podcast, we'll present the mayor's remarks in full in today's North Shore Today Extra segment right after sports. Nurses at the Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport are working without a contract. Jim Sullivan writes in today's Daily News that nurses voiced concerns about poor working conditions and that they hope to attain better wages, benefits, and staffing improvements. The nurses' last contract expired on December 31. A Lynn shooting suspect was arrested Wednesday for his role in the December 26 Pizza Hut shooting in Lynn. The Daily Item reports that 18-year-old Delvin Sanchez was arrested by Lynn, Peabody, and state police. That shooting injured 3 victims. My Brother's Table in Lynn will soon begin renovations to improve the soup kitchen's delivery of meals. This is Executive Director Diane Hills.
So our mission is to nourish our community every day through free meals, hospitality, and unconditional love. And what we do is we provide free meals for people, and we do it in the simplest way possible. People can just come in and get what they need, and we don't really ask them a lot of questions. If they want to share their story with us, they can, but they don't have to share it in exchange for a meal. We've served this year, the first 6 months, we served just under 500,000 meals, so we're assuming we'll probably serve about 900,000 meals this year. That's a lot. our meal count has stayed the same through the whole pandemic. We really haven't gone back to our pre-pandemic numbers.
James Jennings reported earlier this week in the Daily Item that the renovations will be made to the dining room as well as improving the area where they provide takeout meals. Hills adds that My Brother's Table is not government funded.
Right, we're entirely privately funded. We don't get any government money. We do all our own fundraising, which is why we constantly have fundraisers and are always asking people to support us. But You know, it's a way of doing business that's probably a little bit harder for us, but it's also a way that we can preserve the way of doing our work, which is to provide hospitality, which means we treat people like our guests and that we want them here and we don't want to have to ask them a bunch of questions and also like screen out some people or screen in others. Right. That really doesn't fit our mission. So, so we raise our own money and we spend it in a way that we think makes a lot of sense for this community.
That's Diane Hills, the executive director of My Brother's Table in Lynn. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to the Penguins last night 6-5. Lots of goals. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery, did you think about changing the goaltender?
Well, I knew it was going to be one of the back and forth games. Yes, we did think about, but probably in the second is when we thought about making a goalie change. And I think once before I've made a switch and I wanted to see our goalie fight through it. Sometimes you give them the opportunity to fight through it. And when it's a game where it's back and forth like that, I thought that was the opportunity to do it.
The Celtics return to action tonight when they host the Jazz. The Patriots will wrap up their season on Sunday when they host the Jets at Gillette Stadium at 1. Patriots quarterback Bailey Zappe, the game could feature some snow. Does that impact things at all?
From Texas, you know, we don't really play in snow very much. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great environment last game. Try to end the year out strong. So I'm ready for it.
Last night, the Lynn English boys and girls basketball teams posted wins over Chelsea. Tonight on the North Shore, Salem plays at Peabody. Swampscott is at Danvers. Masconomet travels to Beverly. And in the Catholic Conference, Malden Catholic plays at St. John's Prep. Finally, today, we send out congratulations to Nick Giannino, who started this week as the new sports editor at the Gloucester Times. Giannino has been the Salem News sports staffer, their sister paper, for covering local North Shore sports now for just about 6 years. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday. Grab those shovels and keep listening for North Shore Today Extra in just a moment with Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays. North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
This is North Shore Today Extra. Tuesday night at Lynn City Hall, they swore in the City Council and School Committee for 2024. These are the entire remarks of Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson speaking before the audience at that swearing-in ceremony and his State of the City address for the City of Lynn.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, school committee members, city councilors, guests, and officials, thank you all so much for being here. Thank you to our wonderful performers and all the participants for making this night a special occasion. That was terrific. Thank you so much. And above all, congratulations to the 2024 City Council and the 2024 School Committee. I'm so excited to work with you all. Congratulations to all your families and supporters. This is a special moment for you as well, so congratulations. I would like to especially congratulate the newly elected officials. There are six of you, which I think is a great opportunity for fresh perspectives and new dynamics. That's certainly true with the many firsts that we are honored to be inaugurating this evening. Ward 2 Councilor Obed Matul, our first Latino councilor. Ward 4 Councilor Natasha Meshi-Madri, our first Afro-Latina councilor. Councilor at Large Nicole McLean, our first Black American woman councilor. School committee member Andrea Satterwhite, our first woman of African American descent on the school committee. And I also want to extend a special congratulations to our other newcomers, Ward 1 Counselor Dr. Peter Meany. School committee member Sean Reed. As we all embark on a new term together, I would also like to thank the entire city and Lynn Public School teams who have devoted their careers to public service. Thank you for what you do every day for the people of our city, the people that we represent. Thank you. This is an exciting moment for Lynn. As we make history tonight and continue to make progress for the entire community. It coincides with a sad and difficult moment as we face the challenge of community violence that claimed the lives of two of our students just a few days ago. It's a challenge that we must all be united in confronting. I know that we will join together to stand against this violence and strive for a world that allows all of our young people to safely live their best lives. If you're wondering how you can help, we have a Call for Mentors event coming up later in January. Please sign up for our newsletter or follow us on social media for more details if you're interested in becoming a mentor or know somebody who is. Another way to help is to suggest to someone you admire that they take the civil service test and look into becoming a police officer. We need great people. And the deadline to sign up, the first deadline to sign up for this year's test is coming up January 16th. We have real challenges facing us. This is also a difficult time in government generally. Around the world, and certainly here in the United States, a deep mistrust of government is being sowed and exploited. Free and fair elections, like the ones that put you all here this evening, help replenish that trust. But as we have seen nationally, that in itself is not enough. One reason for that is the pervasive insecurity that people feel in today's world from it having changed so rapidly while leaving too many people behind. People wonder where they fit in. That feeling that I too could be left behind creates tremendous anxiety. What if I don't get on the right track? What if my kids don't get on the right track? What if there's no track even open for me? The painful relevance of these questions is a sign of deep societal inequality. And others prey on the anxiety that those questions provoke in order to advance their own agendas. They're still real questions. And one of the things that I love most about Lynn is that more than most places in the entire world, we can say that we're really capable of making sure everyone, no matter their circumstances, has a track available to them that will take them somewhere promising. We're educating students from all over the world, no matter the circumstances, and making real progress towards having facilities suitable for that noble purpose. We're creating new housing opportunities in a moment where growth has been sidelined. We're creating job training opportunities at Lynn Tech and in partnership with organized labor. We're taking on major projects to make sure our residents can get around safely and efficiently. And we're pioneering innovative approaches to the opioid crisis, language access, and public safety. All in support of the idea that no matter your circumstances, if you are here, you are valued and loved, and you deserve a track available to you that will actually work for you. That's the vision we're working towards. We still have a lot of work to do to make that a reality, and we'll have occasion to talk more in depth about exactly how we're doing that. You're all invited to the State of the City on January 30th in the Council Chambers. But I offer that vision of making different tracks available to all and our commitment to implementing it, in contrast to the approach of allowing some to focus entirely on keeping what they have for themselves and forcing the rest onto a narrow track with near impossible odds for success. That's a world that makes it too easy to hijack the anxiety of others to question and undermine government's role, even with the replenishing force of elections. Tonight, most of all, I want to congratulate the school committee and the city council. We are colleagues in government, and your electoral mandate is an immediate counter to the efforts out there to sow and exploit mistrust in government. As is the life experience that the voters sent you here with. Like Councillor Meany's military service and entrepreneurship. Councillor Matul's entrepreneurship and community work. Councillor Meji Madri's legal education and advocacy experience. Councillor McLean's military service and community leadership. School committee member Reed's experience in education and in politics. And school committee member Satterwhite's experience in nursing and mentoring. And not to leave anyone out, the fine track records of all our returning incumbents. All of your experiences, the hard work that each of you put into your campaigns, the hopes that you shared with voters and the hopes that voters shared with you, the relationships you built, all help the city move forward together with conviction and legitimacy. Together, we can show everyone, and most importantly, our constituents, that government can be good by upholding strong values, communicating transparently, and delivering results. And I look forward to doing that with you in 2024 and beyond. Congratulations.
You've been listening to Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. The entire ceremony from Tuesday night in Lynn can be viewed on lynntv.org. That's lynntv.org. This is North Shore Today on MSO NewsSports.com.